This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A-N-N like November, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Joseph, middle initial D like David, Bryant, B like boy, R-Y-A-N like November, T like Tom. Date of birth 9/27/1963. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Bryant with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, chronic hematuria, hypertension, and gout. His last visit was December 6th of 2021. He states that his gout has been very well controlled since he was started on allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. He is complaining of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome pain or symptoms, numbness and pain that bothers him at night in the thumb, index, and middle fingers. It's a little bit worse on the right than on the left. He's wondering if there's any, if there are any options other than surgery to correct this. He does wear the nighttime splints. Sometimes they help and other times not as much. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His weight's up about 4 pounds over 6 months. And he does continue to work on a farm, raising cattle and doing a lot of work with farm chemicals, growing food and so on. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has been noticing some swelling in his ankles and feet after they've been down all day, especially he wears very tight work boots that are just above his ankle, and there will be swelling when he takes those off above the boot area. Usually they're tight and they don't allow swelling in his feet. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The only change from previous visit was he is not using aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. He also, besides allopurinol, takes Lipitor 20 milligrams daily. Bisoprolol is 5 milligrams daily. Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. Synthroid is 100 micrograms daily. Pepcid is 10 milligrams daily as needed. And he uses MSM, like Mary, Scott, Mary, tart cherry juice. And tart cherry juice supplements every day. Physical exam. His weight is 222 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 130/80. Pulse 64. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he has a trace of edema in both ankles in the pretibial area bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 21st. Of 2022, creatinine is 2.4. That's one of the highest levels he's had for about 2 years. He generally ranges between 2.1 and 2.4. Estimated GFR is 28. Albumin 4.2. Calcium is 9.4. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.7. Carbon dioxide 21. Phosphorus is 4. Hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone is slightly elevated at 92. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, with fluctuating creatinine levels. Hypertension is currently well controlled. Chronic hematuria, microscopic type, and gout that is in remission currently. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. He'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.